a prerequisite if we are to enter into the kingdom of God, to love God above all things. Of loving the true God is so defective even within the life of the mystical body. How many believe that their attendance at Mass is simply so that they may be personally edified, rather than the truth that we come in order to worship the one true God from whom we have our being and from whom we have our redemption. And if we truly love God, then we will recognize our parents as God's authority over us, and certainly we will continue to love our neighbor by not doing anything contrary to the fifth commandment, either to ourselves or to our neighbor, and so forth it goes for each of the commandments, if they are to be observed in their proper understanding, in their proper meaning. We must first and foremost have a knowledge of the one true God. And so we are thankful this day that God has brought us into his mystical body, where we always and everywhere have access to truth. And so our understanding of the one true God can constantly grow, so that the virtue of charity spoken of in today's gospel may constantly be growing in our souls, so that we are always building up the kingdom of God by worshiping our good God in all the things that we do. And so let us strive to seek to establish the reign of Christ first and foremost in our own hearts, and then in the hearts of our families, and from our families into the hearts of our nation, and from our nations into the hearts of the world, so that all may come to know that most profound truth, that God is love. And then we begin to understand that God does not want us to sin, and indeed, God punishes for our sin, not because God is cruel and because he is waiting for an opportunity to destroy us, but he does not wish to see mortal sin in us, because he does not wish to lose us for all eternity, for we were not created to dwell in hell, but we were created to dwell in hell, heaven, with our good God. And so let us strive always to obey those laws that God has established, to have access to his means by which we persevere in the Christian life, that is, primarily the sacramental life and the life of prayer, so that truly at the end of our lives we may be found worthy. We may be found worthy because God finds us in some way pleasing to him, and so we are able to enter in to that eternal abode where we will truly come to know what true satisfaction is, because we will have attained union with him from whom we have our being and to whom we are called back to. And so let us strive always for this union with the Creator in all that we do in this life, in order that we may not sacrifice the eternal life that is to come.